You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The Oakland A's are the hottest team in baseball.
Olson drives one. Left center field, hit pretty well, and that baby is gone. That's a two-run shot, folks, and now it's a 6-0 A's lead.
That's first baseman Matt Olson piling on in yesterday's shutout victory over the Detroit Tigers. This is the first time the team's been really good in a while, which makes it pretty good timing for the Oakland Museum of California to have an exhibit about the A's history. The A's have won 4 World Series titles during their 50 years in Oakland. The museum is taking a closer look at the last one in its exhibit celebrating the 50th anniversary of the baseball franchise in the town. KELW's Marco Seiler Gonzalez has the story.
And he hits a high fly ball to left field, and that one is carrying, and back goes Mitchell, and it's a launching pad again tonight.
That was Ricky Henderson's leadoff home run in the fourth game of the 1989 Battle of the Bay World Series clash against the San Francisco Giants.
But on a winless night, what would be a normal routine fly ball goes out, just like last night.
Henderson was a big star, and he was one of 3 players on the A's roster who had a connection to Oakland. That's why one of the newest installments at the Oakland Museum of California is called Homegrown Heroes. It celebrates the 50th anniversary of the A's franchise moving to Oakland.
We decided to focus on one of the most exciting moments in the history of, you know, them here in the city, which was the 89 World Series.
Erendina Delgadillo is an associate curator at the Oakland Museum. She was in charge of designing the A's mini exhibit. The walls are plastered with A's artifacts and memorabilia from the 89 World Series. It features 3 players who grew up right here. Dave Stewart, Ricky Henderson, and Dennis Eckersley.
Barely, by inches, just misses a home run.
Delgadillo says they chose to feature the 89 series because it was a ground-shaking event in the Bay Area. Literally. Here's Al Michaels with the live call on ABC.
Second base, so the Oakland A's take.
I'll tell you what, we're having an earthquake.
The Loma Prieta earthquake struck San Francisco just before the start of Game 3.
A lot of people attribute the relatively low casualty rate to the fact that this game was happening. It hit right around 5 o'clock, so it was rush hour, and there would have been many more people on the streets if it weren't for people who attended the actual game or people who stayed home to watch.
The game was postponed. The players were just as shaken up as the fans. On his way home from the stadium, A's pitcher Dave Stewart drove by a collapsed freeway overpass. He talked about it in an interview with KTVU.
I pull over. And I take a look at the cypress structure. I'm still in my uniform bottoms. And I sit there for about an hour. Then I get in my car and I get on San Pablo and I finish my journey home. I get up at 1 o'clock in the morning. I go back to that structure. And just start doing whatever I can to help the people that are working there.
The series started up again 10 days later. The A's took games 3 and 4 with ease, thanks in part to Ricky Henderson's fast feet.
Henderson, meanwhile, drills one to the gap in right center field, and the only question is double or triple. Well, there's 2, and he's on his way to third, and it's 3.
Just over a dozen years earlier, Henderson was a star athlete at Oakland Tech High School. Delgadillo shows me a set of blown-up images of his and the other players' high school yearbook photos.
The funny thing is, both Eckersley's name and Ricky Henderson's name are misspelled in their yearbooks.
The exhibit has a small monitor that shows a highlight montage of Game 4 at Candlestick Park. The A's are up 3 runs in the bottom of the 9th inning with their all-star closer on the mound.
So Dennis Eckersley comes in to pitch. He has a 3-run lead.
Delgadillo says Eckersley's shaggy hair and broad mustache were just as distinctive as his high-legged windup.
So we have a bobblehead and a magazine cover to represent Eckersley, so you really get to understand the texture of his hair and mustache.
Eckersley went to Washington High School in Fremont. His high school yearbook photo might be his only public image without his famous mustache.
So the A's continue to do it in every phase. Power, hitting, running, defense, pitching, of course. Fly ball to left field, Henderson makes the catch, and the Giants are now down to their final out.
Eckersley actually grew up rooting for both the Giants and the A's, but in the bottom of the 9th inning of Game 4 of the 1989 World Series, he only cared about one team winning.
A's trying to sweep. But the Giants have certainly not made life easy for them tonight. It's a ground ball to the right side, speared by Phillips, flips to Eckersley. Yes, he's there in time, and the A's are the world champions.
That turned out to be the A's last appearance in the World Series. As a historian, Delgadillo says the main purpose of these mini-exhibits is to examine chapters that can shed light on contemporary conversations.
We try to keep it very topical and remind people that what happened in the past is happening now. It looks different, but those cycles wax and wane. And if we're using history to its fullest, we're paying attention to that and trying to understand the subtleties and the relationship between what happened then and what's happening now in the interest of providing ourselves more tools to change our current moment.
It's a provocative thought. With the Warriors and Raiders set to leave Oakland in the next couple years, the A's will be the last big league team left in town. And with 50 years behind them, their roots run deep. In Oakland, I'm Marco Salar-Gonzalez for Cross Currents.